No, don't do that.
Oh.
Have you ever seen this thing on the ice? On the ice, on the river? Have you seen the thing on the river with the round ice?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Plate ice?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's really cool.
So a piece of ice breaks off and then spins.
Why does it spin?
I think the current.
It's aliens, right?
The current of the water.
Like aliens?
The current situation. And then it creates like perfectly round, saucer-shaped ices.
You might even say plate-shaped.
One might. Do you remember in the 80s when people had square plates?
Yeah.
That was so annoying. Shout out to the 80s.
They fit in the cupboard better.
Speaking of the 80s, happy birthday, Paige.
Oh, thanks. 80s? Why are we speaking of the 80s? I was born in the 70s.
You were born on the last day of the 70s.
So yeah, this firmly is, in the 70s, though.
This is in part our New Year's episode.
Not in part. This is our New Year's episode.
But it is also in part your birthday episode.
Oh, are we celebrating my birthday today?
Mazel tov.
Thanks.
You don't look a day over 45.
Thank goodness for that.
What is it, this one? How old are you now? Like now for when listeners listening?
40.
Oof. That's good.
Actually, 44.
44?
44.
Will we ever be in the same decade again? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
For a minute.
When I turn 40. People don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Shout out to listener. We had a listener reach out.
Yeah.
Questioning our 150th birthday episode.
Well, let's shout them out properly, shall we?
Okay. Hi, listener. No, so a nice listener reached out and said that they enjoyed the birthday episode.
Yes.
But they thought that the 150th birthday was next year.
Yeah.
Because Winnipeg celebrated the centennial in 1974.
So and then you responded.
I responded saying that the city was incorporated 150 years ago, but they didn't hold the election until the following year. So right. Winnipeg City Hall uses that date to celebrate.
And I wonder if that has something to do with the fact that there was very little going on in Winnipeg to celebrate.
Maybe there'll be a huge celebration for the what? The sesquicentennial.
I'm glad you said it. I have never said that word right.
I know. I've been working on it. I was just calling it the Sasquatch Centennial.
That's what it looks like.
So yeah, shout out to listener. And I suggested maybe we have a 2-year celebration.
I'm all for that.
Or maybe just a 1-year, like from now until then.
Well, and if that date was, or by some people's measure, the 149th.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we hit that date, we were in our 150th year.
Yes.
And can therefore celebrate from now until then.
Yes.
So let's celebrate.
All right. Oh. Young Rebecca.
Wow.
Cue the noisemakers. I can't do it.
Nope.
Cue the music?
Yes.
Oh, we should say that I'm Rebecca.
Oh, I'm Paige.
And this is?
Oh, I'm Paige.
This is still made from what's left.
Yeah. They don't have to know we recorded that.
That last 10 minutes might be on the cutting room floor, as we know. Oh, so happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was your 2023?
I don't really remember any of it.
Dumpster fire.
It was bad?
Well, no, it was okay. But there were moments of it that were
heartbreaking bad moments.
I didn't like some of it.
It also went by very fast.
Like too fast.
Yeah.
Weird, but also not.
Yeah.
We could be done with it.
Yeah.
It was my best year for concerts.
Oh.
I got to see like all the good 80s bands. Got to see The Cure.
Their final tours.
The Cure, Tears for Fears, Depeche Mode.
Wow.
Chili Peppers.
Really?
Yeah, I think that was it.
Nice lineup.
I know. Did you go to any concerts this year?
I don't know. Did you bring me to any? I don't remember.
No. I'm going to be the insufferable person that says, you know, I was recently abroad.
Oh.
I have never heard so much Canadian music as I did when I was in Europe.
Canadian? Okay, but hang on a sec. You already said you were abroad.
I know. I'm going to keep saying it.
Oh. Oh, I see. That's the insufferable part. Yes, folks. We know she's abroad.
Everywhere we went. Celine Dion.
Ew.
Michael Bublé.
Like Christmas stuff or anything?
Anything.
Really?
Yeah. And someone else. Someone else very Canadian. I'm not up on all my the Canadian music. Hip. No.
Oh.
No.
Randy Bachman?
No. No. But just like making the Christmas playlists.
Justin Bieber?
And we were at a restaurant in...
It's Canadian, isn't he?
Budapest.
You went to what?
Budapest.
No, what did you go to?
A restaurant.
Okay.
Monk's Bistro.
Yeah.
And they had a three-piece... like acoustic jazz kind of situation.
Okay.
And they played some Bublé.
No way.
They sure did.
Okay.
Felt right at home.
So yeah, goodbye to 2023.
Yeah.
How many times have you written or typed 2024 as of today?
Once. Twice.
That's it?
Yeah, once was because I had put out a thing for a webinar that's next year and I had to go back and correct it. And it doesn't seem real.
Yeah. I'm really actually very much very excited about 2024.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you feeling optimistic?
I'm feeling very optimistic about 2024.
Okay.
I pulled some treats for you.
Oh boy. Is it kind of like one of these like this is your life things for the no. people waiting outside?
No. This is not an intervention.
Are we going to look at pictures of all the hamburgers I ate this year?
No. Although it wouldn't be hard.
I remember them all fondly. Okay, give me some treats.
So I have some treats. I have 100 years ago in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph Webb is elected for the first of his several terms of mayor for Winnipeg.
Ralph Webb?
Yeah, remember him? He was the one that looked like man from the future.
Was he the hottie?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like Winnipeg's Roger Sterling.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. A man from the future. Well, he didn't look old timey. He looked like he just like stepped out of like Harry Rosen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On a sadder note, James Henry Ashdown, you might recall, was the merchant prince of the prairies.
Sure do.
Transcended the physical in 1924.
Is that how we're saying it?
Yeah, it takes the bite out of it, I think. It
crosses the rainbow bridge.
No, that's for the pets. 100 years ago today.
Uh-huh. Like today?
No, yeah, today.
As we're recording, not for listener.
No, for listener.
Oh, okay.
As this, we're in the future. The day this airs.
Yes.
100 years ago today, the Winnipeg Free Press wasn't called that. It was called the Manitoba Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how when you pick up an issue of the Winnipeg Free Press, there's like a headline that is 2-inch high font.
Sure.
And it screams and then there's a photo.
Yes.
Well, back in 100-ish years ago, the front page of the press was like not like that at all.
Okay.
It was tons and tons of little stories. And so I just pulled 4 headlines for you.
Okay.
For today, 100 years ago.
And these were not in a billion point font.
These are in a tiny little, like a 8-point. And
lots of news to get through back in the day.
So much news. Picked at random.
Okay.
Dope traffickers more evil than bootlegging.
Well, what's changed there?
Dope.
Well, what did they consider dope?
I know that's
100 years ago.
Because if it's weed. It's probably not weed, right?
No, I don't know what it would be.
Like
opium?
Yeah, maybe.
Dope traffickers.
Dope. Motorboat captured after brisk battle.
Oh. Was this like one of our rivers?
It must have. Or okay. Lakes. I don't know. Judge astounded at policeman's acquittal.
Oh.
Headline number 4. Shoots wife. Vainly tries to place blame elsewhere.
Can I just say, 100 years ago, they were clickbaity.
They were.
These are all very clickbaity.
Read baity.
Shoot's wife. You won't believe what happens next.
Yes. Vainly tries to place blame elsewhere. Vainly. I was so intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
You read further? The article.
Oh, my God. Do tell. After a brief motorboat chase.
Unrelated to the motorboat
dope
chase.
Dope trafficker. Shoot's wife.
John Sawyer, 52, shot and probably fatally wounded his divorced wife.
Hang on. Wait, what? Probably. What kind of investigative journalism is this?
It gets better.
Okay. Wait, was she divorced from him?
I'm assuming.
Okay. His divorced wife.
There is, I'm assuming it says divorce, but there's a big splotch over where the D in divorced would be. So It could be divorcee wife? I don't know. John Sawyer, 52, shot and probably fatally wounded his divorced wife here Thursday night. I like how it's just like here.
Here.
Then he rushed up to a policeman and shouted, "Someone killed my wife!" Mrs. Sawyer, still alive, however, with two bullet holes in her body,
no,
told police her former husband was jealous and had done the shooting. He was arrested.
But she later succumbed?
Doesn't
probably
say.
We don't know
story.
We don't know.
I love that they buried the lead.
This is pre-Bartley Kivas. Bartley would not have left so many loose ends.
So many loose ends. So those are some headlines. A tangent. Yeah, so I the other thing that I noticed whilst looking at this day in Winnipeg's history 100 mm-hmm. years ago to the day, the Winnipeg Free Press is loaded with ads for remedies and talcums and tonics.
And tinctures and salves. And
for everything from sore throats, tonsillitis,
I think people
arthritis,
love that kind of stuff.
Constipation, liver issues, lung issues, whooping cough. It's like the whole gamut.
Whooping cough.
There was a whole ad just for whooping cough. So, yeah. That was,
So it was rough. You're saying 100 years ago, it was a rough time to be a Winnipegger.
It was pretty rough. It was pretty rough.
You had bunions, you had colic.
Everyone was hurting and people were fixing
Mr. Sawyer's wife more than others.
And people were fixing their pain with questionable means.
Snake oils.
Yep.
But if it was in the Winnipeg Free Press and they were using their ad dollars.
Well, that's exactly it. And some of those ads, I would say pretty craftily, were laid out like a story.
Right.
And you would read the story and then suddenly realize it's an ad. They do a much better job of engaging you.
If you read old Lysol ads, there's quite a, there's a character arc. And
that's true. That's absolutely true. So, okay. So I sent you a cryptic message.
Yes.
And so one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today was...
It was at 2:03 local time, so I ignored it.
It might have been 2:03 local here, too, of a different day. So what I wanted to touch on today were some upcoming episode ideas.
Yes.
And
are we workshopping or we have these nailed down?
No, some of these we have nailed down.
Okay.
Some of them are me begging and imploring you.
Okay.
So... we're making promises to listener right now.
Oof.
Okay. So you live up to this. We are going to do a bread making episode with Winnipeg bread.
That's right. That's confirmed.
Okay. And that's going to be
TBD for a date, but
these are all TBD.
Confirmed that it will happen.
So, do you want to say anything else about that? We're going to learn how to make bread.
We're going to make a bread product. We might make cinnamon buns.
I hope so.
Yeah, but it'll be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is known for his sourdough prowess, but also great looking cinnamon buns. Can you say that about someone?
Yeah, you can comment
on
buns.
their buns.
Yeah.
And he also in the summer was making pizzas in the outdoor oven at the Leaf.
I've not seen a single bread on the Winnipeg Bread Instagram that I didn't want.
Right.
They look fantastic.
And I took a class and my bread turned out pretty darn good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't recall you sharing it with me.
No, because it turned out pretty darn good. Mm. Remember that time I ate a whole loaf of sourdough by myself?
Well, I do now. okay, so that's one.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do an episode about, now I'm just like telling you this.
Yes.
An episode about the ledge.
Sure.
We're going to do.
Are we
going to
go on the tour?
Yes.
Okay.
The Hermetic Code. Something sure. or other.
Yep.
We're going to, and so put this in your calendar very soon because I'm kind of hoping, well, I mean, if assuming we get snow, we're going to go do the ice maze at the Amaze in Corn.
The corn-free ice maze.
But in ice.
Okay. And now that you've got proper footwear, we can go anywhere. Shout out to Manitoba Mucklucks.
Yes. I will not fall. Did we count the number of times I fell that day?
No. But you brought joy to so many people.
I wasn't even trying. I was desperately trying not to fall.
It was the windmilling of the arms that told me otherwise. Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
We're going to do weird shit museums.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be later in the year because, or it could be.
Can we go back to Ice Maze? Do you think they'll have an ice bar this year?
I do think so.
Okay.
I think it's called a snow bar.
Okay.
Well, I could be wrong about that.
Could be a granola bar for all you know.
Less exciting to me. We're going to do weird shit museums.
Yeah.
Including the Electrical Museum and the Police Museum.
Yep. Don't you have an in for a firefighting museum?
Oh, I do. Yeah. on account of the pump house.
That's right.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say your eyes lit up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
when you remembered.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's not really open. I don't think that one's really open to the public. So that one's going to be kind of a fun explore.
Right.
If you ever let me, we're going to do an episode about bridges.
Like more than one bridge at a time?
Yeah, like all the bridges.
We can do all the bridges, but I want to visit them in person.
Well, we're going to visit them.
Okay.
We're going to photograph them.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I find bridges fascinating.
And the art.
And the art.
I do love a bridge.
Who doesn't love a bridge?
I love a bridge.
It's more interactive than most of the prairies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then the other one. This is the one that I messaged you about.
Should we update listener that the Arlington Bridge remains closed?
Yes, sure. Should we mention the status of the Arlington Bridge in every episode from now until...
And we should just like start off the show with like the Arlington Bridge is still closed.
Okay.
And the Viscount Gord is still under construction.
Okay. So we need to say that a few times. Should we say that a few times? So she's got a few copies of it for when we forget. Okay. And then here's the one that I was messaging you about it.
Okay.
To whatever local time. I have recently procured access to the Winnipeg Free Press, dating back to like a long time ago.
Did you pay for the online subscription?
I did.
Ooh.
So we're going to do, and I think it'll be a series. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull some stories. And we're just going to have.
In the news.
Roy reacts. Because if today's little story was any indication, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I'm down.
Okay, cool. And I have an exciting announcement for 2024.
Oh my God, am I getting a puppy?
No.
Is young Rebecca getting a puppy?
Yes.
Yay.
But I haven't told her.
Okay.
Okay. My exciting announcement is.
It's so exciting. She has to check her notes.
Wait for it. So we are going to cook up a contest for listener.
Oh boy.
And it's going to be a chance for a listener.
Uh-huh.
And 9 of their closest friends to join you and I.
You're making a lot of assumptions that listener has 9 friends.
I mean, they can up to 9 of their closest friends.
We will
friends.
Augment your list if need be.
To join you and I for a private screening.
Oh boy.
At Friend of the Pod, the Gargoyle Theater.
Uh-huh.
Now, Andrew of the Gargoyle Theater would like me to mention that the Gargoyle Theater is a live venue presenting new plays by Winnipeg-based playwrights and that he is only opening his doors to us because we've known each other for 20 years. This is not something that the Gargoyle Theater does.
Truly a friend of the pod.
Truly a friend of the pod. So this is a very special opportunity. So stay tuned for more info.
That's a Whopportunity. Maybe we could bring in some Burger King.
What? Why?
A Whopportunity.
So
that's exciting. We can serve some stale Nutty Club.
Yeah.
Maybe some freshly baked bread.
We will put a little disclaimer next to the Nutty Club that you eat at your own risk.
Only because it's been in a cupboard in your office for
over a year.
Over a year.
Yeah.
57 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad I get to come.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see if listener has 11 friends.
Can young Rebecca be one of my friends?
Yes.
Will it be an opportunity for listener to meet the team?
Yes.
Oh boy.
I didn't tell young Rebecca she's going to this. She's probably already going to be in the theater.
Yeah.
She's going to be hitting play on What We Do in the Shadows. And up in the booth. Okay. So out of order.
Mm-hmm.
I also have some. Do you want to hear some classifieds from this day in 100 years ago?
I was hoping you were going to give us Google reviews, but I guess that's not going to be a these possibility.
These are like the Google reviews.
Okay, 100 years ago, what's for sale on Winnipeg Gigi?
It's not. Well, it's people.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we have married man seeks position.
Oh.
I don't know why they led with married, but here we go.
Well, that was a thing back then.
It is clearly a thing.
Well, even when they would, like, let's say Ray and Jerry's was advertising for servers, serving staff, they'd often say that they want either married or unmarried women, or
because they don't want flibberty gibbets.
I don't know. Or people with commitments.
Distracted people.
I don't know.
So married man seeks position as warehouseman, packer.
Warehouseman.
Warehouseman, packer, experienced or as janitor. Good fireman, good on all-round repairs, painting, carpeting, etc.
Well, he sounds like a catch other than the married part.
I know. It's a darn shame.
I wonder how much it cost to place a classified ad back in the day. Like 15 cents? Like,
I bet you I could find that information if I raked through this. Capable woman and daughter.
Oh, a team.
Wish to take charge of first-class rooming house.
Oh, okay.
Capable.
Capable.
What do you think that means?
They're capable.
They are.
They're capable.
You just need the right house.
I think capable is a very attractive quality in a person. Like competent.
Underrated.
Competent. Yeah. Capable. Resourceful.
All right. Here's another good one for you then.
Uh-huh.
Bright, neat girl, 19, wishes clerical work in office, 2 years university, moderate salary expected.
Oh, she's a go-getter.
Moderate salary, though.
Moderate.
She's like, I am university educated.
I'm not putting up with your 10 cents an hour.
Not starting at the bottom. High school girl desires any kind of work immediately.
That's a can of worms right there.
Sales lady or office work preferred.
It's like a weird, why? I've never heard of people advertising themselves for random jobs. It's the other way around.
I want to see the analog of it. Like, I don't think this exists. I don't think people are just like, hey, I'm here and I'm doing it and I can do a thing.
Well, except Tinder. Tinder is exactly that.
No, I mean in the paper. Tinder.
Situations wanted. I can do a thing.
Okay, I like this one.
I can do a thing, but I won't.
Okay. There are two listings side by side.
Okay.
They have different P.O. boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Middle-aged Scotch woman desires position as housekeeper.
Scotch. Okay.
Next listing. Right below it.
Uh-huh.
Wanted. Position by middle-aged Scotch woman as housekeeper.
Wait a minute.
Did the Scots have a reputation for being good housekeepers?
Maybe.
Where do I get a Scotch woman?
So is it one person is saying that they want a middle-aged Scottish woman?
No, they are both. Middle-aged Scotch women looking for positions.
That's interesting.
Because it's wanted position by.
Right.
Not for.
Because it would be really cool if it was like wanted, middle-aged Scottish woman.
Yeah.
And the other one was, hey, here I am.
And it doesn't say
if
Scottish.
If only we could get the two together. I know it says Scotch, but who said, besides Trump, who says that now?
No one. Well, maybe each woman. It's reserved for tape.
It's like all those sewers that are now sewists.
Yeah.
Shout out to Holly.
Okay.
Wanted so, middle-aged sewist.
Sewer. That's all I got. I mean, I got lots
here.
Can
I see this thing?
But I only highlighted a few. You can find some good ones in there. In the meantime, oh, and by the way, I have a rapid fire for you. I'm putting you on the spot here entirely.
I'm fascinated by this.
What do you got?
I don't know. The one column that's really funny is cut off. A lot of stenographers.
So many stenographers.
Like if you were a stenographer in Winnipeg 100 years ago.
100 years ago today, and you are looking for a job, and you are among many.
Experienced laundress.
I, for one, am an experienced laundress.
Experienced woman wants work. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 30 cents per hour plus carfare. Just work. She wants to work. She has 3 days in which to get said work done.
She didn't even include capable.
No, she's just for 30 cents an hour. You're not getting capable. And what is she? Is she experienced as being a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I like this one. Refined woman, 36, would like position in doctor's office. And she provides her phone number. Could you imagine doing that now? The crank calls that you would get.
You'd get de-doxed.
This is fascinating. I think we're going to start a podcast of just reading old.
I honestly think we should.
Look at this. Situations wanted. Wanted by respectable middle-aged man. Situation as watchman or any position of trust.
Any position of trust. He's not your guy.
He doesn't want to sign up for a job.
Nope.
Where they don't trust him.
Nope.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So this is almost better than what are people saying.
Right?
Not quite.
It's kind of. So I'm going to. we're gonna explore some of the old news stories. Because
Winnipeg, the world of work.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just coming up with new titles for my podcast. I'm going rogue.
Made from what's news.
Nope.
Made from what's left of the news.
No. Yeah, Rebecca's putting on her coat.
Made from what's black and white and red all over. Get it?
That's a good one. That's a good
joke.
All right.
Should I rapid fire you now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I am going to start a sentence. And this is about Roy's rapid fire predictions for 2024.
Okay.
You are going to finish them.
Okay.
The Jets will.
They'll get people wearing white.
Oh, that's a good one. The Blue Bombers will.
Come back.
What?
I think
they're gonna come back.
They're gonna come back
from
their break. I think the Bombers will do okay, other than like the last two Grey Cups.
Someone at the Forks will.
Oh, someone at the Forks on January 1st will be eating the tallest poppy chicken and waffles.
Is that someone you?
No.
Okay.
But at Passerby. Talia from the Tallest Poppy's going to do a collab.
Cool.
But by the time listener hears this, it's too late.
It's too late. But they can enjoy it. This is predictions.
Someone at the Forks will. Oh.
Slip into the river?
Well, that's kind of a given.
Buy some new mucklucks.
Probably have some super kid ice cream.
Eat dinner with dessert at the old Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, so weird. I can't believe that place is still open. But it used to be a treat.
Yeah.
The old Spaghetti Factory.
I do think maybe that can be part of our fast food episode.
Maybe they'll film another Hallmark movie at the Forks because that's always fun for me.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, warming huts. Someone will enjoy the warming huts.
Okay. And that someone might be us.
Or the worming huts. That's something else entirely.
Someone at Folkfest will...
Oh, twirl.
And get a sunburn.
Yes. And come back to work on the Monday with dreadlocks and a sunburn.
And mud in their crack.
And all kinds of bracelets.
The Manitoba Museum will get old scripts from the podcast.
They might get a visit from us.
Ooh. Yeah.
Maybe Justin Bieber will come back for dinner and the nonsuch.
Did he do that?
Oh my God. Did you not know about this?
The Biebs was at the nonsuch. Okay,
well, here's the thing. So when Justin was dating Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. they were in town and he had all these like magical dates planned for her.
Okay.
Like he really like took her around town and wined her and dined her.
In Winnipeg.
In Winnipeg. Because he has like a family connection. Like
his
dad lived here for a bit or something. He rented out a whole movie theater for them.
Okay.
So they could see a movie together alone.
Yeah.
And he rented the nonsuch and they had dinner on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I remember the nonsuch. Something I remember specifically about the nonsuch.
Smell.
The smell was of the nonsuch. Smell. Would you want to eat dinner among the old oil and leather and wood smells?
Not so much. But I'll tell you this. I guess after people heard that Justin had done this, they were like, well, we'd like to do this too.
Yeah.
And so you can rent the nonsuch.
Oh, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Apparently you can like, it's like $5,000 or something.
Oh, wow.
It's some extraordinary amount of money. And you have to have it catered.
So when we have a Patreon and we have all kinds of money, we should do that and record an episode from the nonsuch.
Yeah. And we'll get it catered and it's BYOB. Bring your own Bieber.
And if you don't have one?
We'll find you a Bieber.
Okay.
But see, you know how like Hailey Bieber always likes to copy Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that she would be on board for dinner on the nonsuch just to like one up Selena. And isn't it Cornelia Bean that sells a nonsuch tea?
I don't know.
Do they? Someone in town sells a tea that smells exactly.
No.
Yeah. Tastes or smells exactly as the nonsuch does.
Oil and leather and wood and
sailors.
Dust.
It's got like a woodsy kind of aroma.
To me, it's like wood and it's like
dusty, musty.
Dark lighting.
It smells like dark lighting.
It smells like dark lighting.
So yeah, this tea tastes like the nonsuch smells.
Okay.
And people like that.
Well, maybe we should get some. I'd actually like to try that.
Okay.
I want to see if it awakes the scent memory, you know?
Can we go to the nonsuch brewing afterwards?
Oh, we could have an all nonsuch day. We could have the tea. We could have the beer.
We could do all the...
We could go to the museum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's another episode promise we're making.
Oh, boy. Add that to the schedule, young Rebecca.
Nonsuch day. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Are you liking this?
I don't know how good I am at these things.
No, this so far is very
good. Okay, this is like the old Facebook where it was like, Rebecca is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wondering when this is going to end. I kid. I'm enjoying.
We're almost done. The Winnipeg Zoo will get...
A new polar bear.
Excellent. I'm excited to see them.
They have a couple polar bears that don't get seen. Because a couple of their polar bears prefer to not be around other polar bears.
What?
Yeah, they're like antisocial polar bears. So they just like live in kind of a solitary but happy life.
Next one?
Yes.
Table for 1200 will be located at...
Oh, I was right last year.
I know. You better be right this year. This is your prediction. 2024, table for 1200. We have our tickets.
I'm going to have to... Oh, that's right. We have our tickets. It's going to be somewhere weird or controversial. It's going to be at Portage Place. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
It would not.
Oh, my God.
I would actually die. I would hate that so much.
Portage Place. Okay.
I would hate that so hard.
I had an idea.
Straight at Portage Avenue on a Sunday because no one, they could like disrupt cruise night.
In front of Zach's what is it? Taco Bell on Portage Avenue.
That Taco Bell's gone, isn't it?
It's a KFC now.
Like it was a KF Taco Bell.
It was a Taco Bell.
Was it just a straight Taco Bell?
Then it became a KFC Taco Bell, and now it's become a KFC.
How are they phasing out Taco Bell?
I don't know. Well, first they took...
This is the fast food episode.
First they took away my Mexican pizza.
And then they took away my Dorito Locos Taco.
I think that's not gone. Oh. I think it was just off the menu and you got those weird maple fries.
Then they served me bacon on queso.
Maple bacon cheese fries that don't even exist on their menu.
Oh. So bad.
Okay, so table for 1200 will be at...
It's got to be somewhere downtown-ish, right?
Yeah. But not really.
They haven't done it on Assiniboine Avenue.
Oh, my God.
It'd be fun, the perimeter. Like the south perimeter.
It really gets people talking about design out there. It's always...
How about Bridgewater? Let's see if those people can find their way out. Those people.
We are
those people.
Okay, and last one.
Mm-hmm.
Peach and Roy will.
Oh. Probably stop pretending. No. I kid. We're gonna meet Listener.
Oh yeah! We're gonna meet Listener.
We're gonna celebrate our 500th episode. We're gonna meet Listener. What are we at now?
38?
37. We could probably get in another 463 episodes by the end of next year.
So, Peach and Roy will meet Listener.
Mm-hmm.
And?
We will go on some grand adventures.
We sure will.
We'll probably leave the city again.
We will?
I hope so.
We're going to leave the city.
Yeah, we should go somewhere fun.
Let's do it.
Chicago.
Chicago of the South.
Munich.
Chicago of the South. Let's go to Winnipeg of the South.
Let's go to America Senior.
Let's go to Canada's Pants.
Is there, maybe for our fast food episode, I can take you down to Chick-fil-A.
Let's. I've never been.
I don't know how that's possible.
I've never
been. It's life-changing. But like the funny thing about Chick-fil-A is that, like, granted, they have some kind of archaic thoughts about
views.
Things. Views. But then they got accused of being too woke.
Come on.
They hired a diversity and inclusivity
That's not
director.
They're not being accused of being woke. I think yeah, they're being they sure accused are. Of being like
No, people pandery. Are boycotting.
Well, yeah. They're being accused of being what's the word? Token?
No. Like the other side? They're like, yeah, it's too woke. Okay. Like, we do not like diversity. We do not like inclusion. We
oh,
do
them.
Like
them.
We do like those little chicken Sammies, though, but not enough. And oh I say to that more for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we should do, an American version of the food fast food episode because we also have to do Sonic.
Oh, Sonic. Yeah. I don't know if I could eat Sonic.
And White Castle.
Herp.
All right.
You know what I heard today?
What?
Former Mayor Brian Bowman has been appointed a judge. As yeah. judge. He's Judge Bowman. I mean, he was always judging us. I kid. He's Judge Bowman. He's also a hockey coach for his son Hayden's hockey team.
Is he?
That's what it says. Have you seen the official portrait?
I have not. Oh, yes, I have.
It's very toothy. Photorealistic.
It's toothy. It's got the big Bowman toothy grin. Right?
It's very toothy.
It looks like a 12-year-old boy posing for church.
Like, rarely do you see a portrait that looks as much like its subject.
Look at all the teeth.
Who's the artist? Andrew Valco?
Is it painted?
Yeah, it's painted.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, this artist is fantastical. Andrew Valco? Valco. Valco? Valco. I'm learning to pronounce. Can I leave you with some wisdom?
Okay. For 2024.
Okay. For Warren Miller, if you don't do it this year, You'll be 1 year older when you do.
Cue the music.